A bright and happy welcome to our New Year's IKI-Ukraine podcast. My name is Sofia Zunda and I am the coordinator of the IKI Interface project in Ukraine. In this podcast, we from the IKI Interface project at Deutsche Gesellschaft für Internationale Zusammenarbeit give you some insights into the highlights of active IKI projects here in Ukraine from 2021. I'm so happy that six colleagues from six different IKI projects said yes to our idea of letting us a little bit in their day-to-day IKI jobs. They will tell us about their most emotional work moments this past year. Be sure, it's going to be surprising, and we hope that you can take something out of these moments for your own work in the future. The IKI is a key element of Germany's climate financing and the funding commitments in the framework of the Convention on Biological Diversity. The initiative places clear emphasis on climate change mitigation, adaptation to the impacts of climate change, and the protection of biological diversity. Let me hand over to the German Environment Ministry and to Berit von Kornatowski with some more details from the IKI in Ukraine.
Hi. I'm Berit von Kornatowski and I'm the responsible policy officer for the Ukraine in the IKI division of the BMU. Globally, the IKI has launched more than 750 projects with a total project volume of more than 4.5 billion euro. I'm amazed to see that our IKI support to the Ukraine is developing well. In this important partner country, we currently fund over a dozen of projects implemented by diverse organizations and covering a wide range of topics such as ecosystem-based adaptation in biosphere reserves, civil society and climate policy, establishment of an emission trade system, or strengthening of the energy efficiency fund, to only name some of them.
So let's dive deeper into our project activities and hear from our IKI colleagues and their project highlights. Firstly, we asked our IKI colleagues Olga and Tatjana, working in the field of climate policy, about their highlights in 2021.
Hello, my name is Olga Boyko. I am a climate change expert at EcoAction Ukraine. And one of my highlights of the year for Ukraine is that we have finally adopted a renewed nationally determined contribution to Paris Agreement, and it actually leads to the decrease of emissions. Civil society have been actively present in the working groups. We have sent many comments, many letters. Although not all of them were accepted, we're still glad about the results. And my other big highlight is the local climate policy in Ukraine. During this year, we have supported six local NGOs through the IKI project. They were commenting on the city's sustainable energy action plans as part of Covenant of Mayors, and they were also engaging citizens in climate action. So currently, we're waiting for two of those communities to actually vote for and accept new climate and energy plans, which were created hand by hand with civil society experts. There's a lot of hope and a lot of possibilities on the local level in Ukraine, and we're excited to see where this will lead us.
Hello, my name is Tatjana and I'm representing BMU project support for the establishment of an emissions trading scheme, ETS, in Ukraine. This year was very successful on the way of establishing an ETS in Ukraine. In January, one of the fundamental elements of ETS, namely monitoring, reporting and verification MRV system, was launched, and thus project support was demanded in many respective directions. During the year, our project conducted a series of capacity development trainings for representatives of competent authorities. Also, the project took active part in development of needed legal framework. Another important step on the way to ETS design in Ukraine was made in December. A high-level event started a stakeholder engagement process, which will continue next year through a number of events. Engagement of stakeholders will ensure that Ukrainian ETS will not only be effective and proportionate, but will also enjoy a high level of public support. We look forward to the new year and new achievements in establishing ETS.
Sounds like we have taken some important steps on our way to a low-carbon Ukraine. So let's move over to our IKI colleagues working in the field of energy. Lukas and Aljona, over to you. What were your highlights in the IKI year of 2021?
Hi, my name is Lukas Feldhaus. I am an energy analyst at the Low Carbon Ukraine project, which is implemented by Berlin Economics. So that's the company I work for. As I said, I'm an energy analyst, and my team, my colleagues and me, we look into all sorts of energy challenges, opportunities, problems and ideas in Ukraine. We are collaborating and cooperating with the ministries of energy and the environment in Ukraine, and with the Ministry of Environment of Germany, which is very exciting, getting so much input. And in that regard, or in that context, rather, I also had the best moment this year. I think many people are going to mention being able to travel again. I had been working for the Low Carbon Ukraine project for a whole year before finally being able to travel to Kiev, getting to know our colleagues on the ground, the people we work with every day. That was very inspiring, seeing that the work we do actually kind of gets used by real people who can then use it to create new energy policies and energy strategies for the power plant park, for the integration and synchronization between the Ukraine, between Ukraine's energy electricity system and the European system. That was really thrilling, exciting, rewarding, and I'm looking forward to doing it again.
Hello, I am Alena, and I work for IKI project Best Available Techniques for Ukraine, which is supporting Ukraine in implementing the requirements of the Industrial Emissions Directive. My highlight of this year was that sometimes a failure can actually give a boost in the right direction. Our project supported the development of the draft law that implements requirements of the Industrial Emissions Directive. Unfortunately, this summer the draft failed to be adopted by the Parliament of Ukraine. However, that failed vote increased and expanded the interest in it. And so, this declined draft has accelerated work of deputies and business representatives and became a basis for three newly registered IED draft laws in the Parliament. So fingers crossed that the legislation on reducing industrial emissions will be adopted in the new 2022.
Thank you, Lukas and Alena, for such positive messages. Personally, I especially love to hear news from our biodiversity colleagues and their activities, especially in the Ukrainian Carpathians and biosphere reserves. Sometimes they walk even 18 kilometers a day to support the IKI projects. But hear yourself. You have the floor, Stephen and Nika.
Hi, my name is Stephen Wright, and I work for the Frankfurt Zoological Society. Our project focuses on protecting old growth and primeval forests in the Ukrainian Carpathians. The highlight for me this year has to have been the large-scale deployment of camera traps and acoustic recorders throughout four national parks in the Carpathians. We deployed, together with the parks, more than 80 camera traps and 12 acoustic recorders, making this by far the biggest deployment of such devices in the Ukrainian Carpathians ever to date. And I'm particularly proud of the members of my team, especially Rostislav Tsuravchuk and Adam Smith, who spent the better part of an entire month in the field, walking up to 18 kilometers a day, assisting the parks to deploy these cameras and monitoring devices. So a lot of work in all types of weather, and the results have so far been excellent, with almost 20,000 pictures have come back.
Hi, I'm Nika Malazonia from the Michal Zukov Foundation. I'm manager of the project Ecosystem-Based Adaptation to Climate Change and Regional Development by Empowering Ukrainian Biosphere Reserves. I want to highlight our greatest achievements within this year. Together with the three Ukrainian biosphere reserves, we developed work and monitoring plans, which are based on 5 key ecosystem-based adaptation strategies. The plans are great tools for the biosphere reserves for the implementation of the ecosystem-based adaptation measures. Another highlight was implementation of an idea contest where we selected 9 pilot projects which were implemented within the 3 Ukrainian biosphere reserves. It was wonderful to see how motivated and engaged are the partner biosphere reserves as well as local people who were involved in the implementation of those EBA pilot projects. It's great to know that we contributed with practical measures to climate change adaptation of the 3 Ukrainian regions and that the implemented pilot projects will have long-lasting impact in the improving the climate change adaptation capacities of the ecosystems. I'm very happy to work for the IKI project, where we are able to improve the conditions of ecosystems and thus also contribute to the well-being of the local people.
Dear listeners, these were just some of the highlights of our IKI project in Ukraine from 2021. Berit, from the German Environment Ministry, what would you like to give us on our way to 2022?
In 2022, more projects are planned to be launched. We are convinced that the IKI support to Ukraine is more than the sum of the individual projects. Under the guidance of the IKI Interface project, I would like to encourage you all to exchange, learn together and complement each other. Joining the forces of our diverse IKI family in the Ukraine will enhance the impact for the partners in the Ukraine. Thank you for your dedicated work, and I'm really looking forward to our collaboration next year.
Thank you, Berit. Me too. Dear listeners, we want to thank you a lot for your interest in and support for the IKI project in Ukraine this year. If you want to know more about our activities or get in contact with any of our colleagues, never hesitate to contact us or sign up for our newsletter. We wish you and your families a very, very happy festive season this year and a great start to the new year when we look forward to continuing our IKI journey together with you. All the best from me also, Sofia Zinda, on behalf of all colleagues of the IKI project and their partners here in Ukraine. See you soon and a very happy, happy new year of 2022. Bye.